brought to you by Penguin.
Why Animals Talk: The New Science of Animal Communication by Arik Kirschenbaum. Read by John Hastings. Introduction. Everybody's talking, but no one says a word. Today, as it was 100,000 years ago, we humans are surrounded by animals and all the sounds that they make. By day, the screeching of crows, the howling of dogs, sometimes wolves even, and clouds of songbirds with their contrasting and overlapping compositions. By night, a cacophony of crickets chirping, owls hooting, and foxes crying. It's one of the oldest mysteries that has haunted humans since we began to ponder our own relationship with the natural world. What are all these animals saying? Perhaps they are talking much like we do. Or perhaps we are unique, and animals are chattering meaninglessly. Are we really the only animals on the planet to have a language? And if so, what is it that distinguishes our language, our information-packed and immensely powerful communication, from the confused and overpowering twittering of a flock of thousands of starlings? Why is it that the dance of bees, pointing their hive mates to the best food sources, isn't a language like our own? And can we be sure that a troop of chattering monkeys, angrily chastising the humans walking below their tree, aren't really talking the way we talk? When we hear animals, what do we hear? Ancient humans, living in a time much closer to nature, were surrounded by the sounds of creatures, some insignificant, some deadly. Before traffic noise became a constant hum, drowning out not just the gentle buzzing of insects, but masking even the dawn chorus of hundreds of birds, the world was filled with animal sounds. Could it be that all of the screeching, howling, and singing meant nothing at all? Even in prehistoric times, it was inevitable that we attempted to make sense of what we were hearing. And when the only yardstick we had for interpreting communication was our own language, then it was natural to assume that these animals were talking too. The singing of coyotes at night was not so different from our own songs around the campfire. The calling of birds to each other every morning, no different from greeting our own family and neighbours upon waking. Certainly, the warning roar of a lion when you approach too close to her cubs is a message that is hard to misinterpret. Of course animals spoke. And therefore, our distant ancestors felt that animals had spirits like us, desires and ambitions like ours, and, no doubt, stories and tales to tell us. What culture does not have tales of talking animals? In the Bible, Balaam had a donkey that berated him for mistreating her. Icelandic mythology tells of Ratatoska, a squirrel who is a messenger of the gods, scampering up and down the tree of life. And in Indian legend, Khindama the deer cursed a hunter for shooting him while he was mating. Times have changed since that age full of legends of talking animals. We now cast a skeptical eye on the possibility that a grasshopper and an ant could have an argument about storing food for winter, as in Aesop's fable. But who doesn't believe that their pet dog or cat can tell them when it's time to be fed or time to go outside? And our appetite for stories about talking animals hasn't diminished. From classic Disney movies like The Lion King to quasi-realistic novels like Watership Down and Wild Animals I Have Known. Our fascination with the possibility that animals might speak is partly because of them. We want to understand what is going through their minds, but also partly because of us. Do we have a deep need to believe that animals are not just mindless robots, but reflect our own existence in a simpler, perhaps more appealing life? Or maybe animals do have something to say, something that we don't yet understand. Many people believe so. But how do we find the tools to check whether this is the case? Philosophy and religion, intuition and common sense have, until recently, dominated our struggle to understand animals. On one hand, some philosophers, such as Immanuel Kant more than 200 years ago, have declared quite unequivocally that animals cannot be taught.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?